She's the last witness of a massacre that killed hundreds of indigenous peoples in Argentina almost 100 years ago. Rosa Grillo is a member of the Qom indigenous community. She was around 7 years old when her father was murdered during a protest. Now, she's over 100 years old and says she still remembers the day her community was attacked.
I passed out and woke up when I was given water. I got home and looked up and saw a plane flying overhead. There were children on the ground. This is the pain I have carried forever. I was not able to speak.
Rosa lives in the northern province of Chaco and is part of a truth trial that seeks to investigate the crimes committed against her community.
People here continue to remember the massacre that happened in this place when hundreds of members of indigenous communities were killed by security forces and ranchers. They were protesting and demanding an improvement of the semi-slavery conditions they lived in. They were killed, their bodies dismembered, buried all around this area. Until recently, anthropologists have been digging in this place, trying to find proof of what's been Argentina's systematic persecution of indigenous people.
Now, for the first time, a trial seeks to establish the facts of the Napalpi massacre. Even though the perpetrators are long dead, this is an opportunity to begin a long-sought reparation process for the killings, but also decades of discrimination against indigenous groups in the country. Federico Carniel says the trial is important so that abuse against minority groups never happens again.
All of this is based on the legal parameters of the time. Argentina had already signed international agreements that allow us to set in a penal trial that crimes against humanity were committed and do not prescribe.
Mariana Giordano has been investigating the massacre for years. She says the killings in Napalpi were not isolated. Indigenous groups were for many years a source of cheap labor in the country. And Giordano says violence against them was justified as necessary by the ruling class.
Ethnic groups have been discriminated against, persecuted. And the massacre shows that for a very long time, the state tried to force indigenous groups to blend with the rest of the population. They were part of a structure that had them as cheap labor in the fields.
Only about a million of Argentina's 45 million inhabitants are descendants of the original 39 indigenous groups. Most of them are among the poorest in the country. Many see the trial as a unique opportunity to begin a long-awaited process of acknowledgement and reparation. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Chaco, Argentina.